Hello, in today's Gently Spoken Advice, Geshe Sonam explains the potential of all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment, which is known as the Buddha nature, Tathagata Garbha, or Buddha essence. Geshe explains how, because of this potentiality, every single sentient being has the capacity for complete freedom and happiness. Please enjoy.
Kanga tashi dele soso tani sane kawale yo bayi nai. Kanga devo to tani ota ki bo ya yo kira yos.
So first of all, greetings to all my Dharma friends, whatever place that you abide in. I hope that you are well, and I hope that you are happy.
Ani ta tri tani ngazo tani kisi tu tu te kama kashi no lo la. Ani narosum ani matse yapo kandis dokare. Naruso tani nolo soso sedun deni tani nipa kar kar yo are o ta de ya de shi pusu ba de ya ve nipa kar yo are o ta te yin me za shi u tamba o ta sunje de shonje sama su naruso ka di ina yo pege se tembo to hele do ani po ba chembo ani o ta nipa chi wo yo pe tu ne de gres.
So first of all, I would like to explain a little bit in this short time, in these few minutes that we have, about how we can have a happy life. I would like to talk about the power of our mind, the power of our inner qualities, and also the power to be able to achieve a perfect happiness based upon the advice of the holy beings, the Buddhas, and the Bodhisattvas, how we can, with a brave attitude, strive towards a state of lasting peace and happiness.
Ota te ha living in a social in Nipa Yoba Moshia. Only Pova the Dendi Tony Kazet, the Dodim was dead, 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 dead,
and it's really important for all of us to understand this inner power or this inner potential, because what that will do is it will help us to proceed in our life bravely. Understanding our potential and being mindful of it all the time will give us confidence. So generally, keeping this confidence in mind is very important, but especially during these times, it is essential. So why is this the case? Well, the first thing that we need to understand is that generally, both a self and others, we are abiding within samsara. And as we are abiding within samsara, until we reach a higher level of realizations, conditions of samsara will manifest that will disturb.
So,
of course, generally this advice is very important, but especially now during these difficult times, during these times of the pandemic with the coronavirus and so forth, we are going to be spending a lot of time at home, perhaps on our own. So it is very important to think in a way, to activate potentials in a way that obstacles and so forth cannot cause us a stress or unhappiness. This is especially important at the moment. And so then, of course, because we are staying at home, I mean, some of us may be staying with family, and there are obstacles with that, but especially if we are one person who is staying at home alone, then there might be this kind of appearance that manifests, which is like, I am completely on my own. I am without friends and without support. And that can cause unhappiness. Well, the first thing to understand is that we can understand in one essence we are not alone, because just as we are at home abiding by ourselves, then because of this condition of the pandemic, then hundreds, thousands, many other sentient beings are also taking time and abiding by themselves. So in this way, they are kind of like together with us. So, part of what I wanted to explain today, in terms of what is relevant to our topic today, is that we can understand that ultimately we are not alone, because the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, great beings like the Buddhas, Chenrezig or Avalokiteshvara, Tara, and so forth, they are all here. And if we are just able to recall them, just able to bring them to mind, it is as if they are there with us. And so this is a way to think which can make us a little bit happier, and also we can understand that if from our side we put effort, we are diligent in our practice, then they are right there waiting to provide their blessing, their help to us. And so then today, mainly in terms of what our topic is, it is coming from a treatise by Maitreya, which is called the Uttara Tantra Shastra, or in English, I guess we could say the Sublime Continuum. And this is explaining our potential, specifically the potential or that we call, the potential of that we call the I, or the self, its potential for happiness. So then I, from my side, will read the verse to you and give some explanation, but then also from your side, you should look at this verse and contemplate it again and again and think, wow, it's really amazing, whether I speak of self or others, whether I speak about different types of beings, whether humans or animals, they have this incredible, amazing potential, and how wonderful they are. There'll be like a feeling of closeness. So Geshe-la is just reading the shloka, or the verse, from this Uttara Tantra Shastra, the Sublime Continuum. So I will also read it. So, because a perfect Buddha's enlightened qualities are pervasive, because suchness is without differentiation, and because Buddha lineage exists, all embodied beings are always in possession of a Buddha essence, or you could say of a Buddha nature. So Geshe-la is just saying that he will wish to explain the main object of explanation, the main thing that the verse is trying to bring forth. But first of all, he wants to say that when there is the word in Tibetan Luchen, which is translated as embodied, this means sentient beings. So embodied beings is of the same meaning as sentient beings. So we understand that all embodied beings means all sentient beings. All sentient beings what? All sentient beings possess the Buddha essence, or the Buddha lineage. So this is the main object to be explained in the verse.
sunjig nimbo je re sunjil ndo thotig o da ya neser ya nye neser re.
And so when we say here that all the embodied beings or all sentient beings are in possession of a Buddha essence, what does that mean? Really, what that means is they have the potential to reach Buddhahood, to reach enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps some of you are new, and when we speak of Buddhas, you might not be so familiar with what that is. So then, of course, and we also, on the experience level, we are ordinary beings abiding within samsara. But in terms of what a Buddha is, we can speak of they are beings that have eliminated a suffering and the causes of suffering, as well as the imprints or the potentialities left behind by those sufferings and afflictions. Once those are abandoned, those beings are Buddhas.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we think about this, if one is a being who is able to get rid of what causes us problems, the cause of problems, the afflictions, as well as the imprints left behind by those afflictions. So we understand that even on the temporary level, in terms of the problems of our daily life, right, the achievement of this and these beings, this is something that can definitely help us with the temporary problems that we experience, right? This is a real statement. So if you understand it from the actual essence of all sentient beings, or the real nature of all sentient beings, it is this Buddha essence or this Buddha lineage. What does that mean? It means that potential for them to be able to achieve enlightenment. So Geshe-la is now just explaining the first three parts of this shloka or this verse. And, oh, loso, yeah, in the Sigdrup Tambo Sum, Tambo three sentences, roa, in a Gyumsen Nidosheka. So within these three sentences, there are like three reasons, or Geshe-la was saying, maybe you could say two and a half reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so you could say that there are like three reasons, but expressed with in two and a half sort of components. So the first one is saying, in terms of all sentient beings, how gonda gendi younger sundo?
Yeah, so 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 she because I'm a dude,
so in terms of ourselves, but also all sentient beings, then what is that thing that we possess that allows us to reach Buddhahood? So the first one is because a Buddha's enlightened qualities are pervasive. So this means that the Buddha's enlightened qualities, they can pervade or they can reach all beings without exception, without missing any.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like we could say the light of the sun or the light of the moon. When the light of the sun or the moon is within the sky, then it is able to illuminate, right? That illumination is able to reach all objects within its path. There is nothing that is left out. So it's similar to that.
Mm-hmm. 손지 걸어 굉장히 늘 틀렸대. 이와 몇번 이와 이자 나로서 실화지 이와 기와 이거 이와 말이 너와 이거 이와 말이.
So in terms of our activities of body, speech, and mind, if we direct those activities of body, speech, and mind towards what is wholesome, towards what is positive, then it is definitely sure that based upon that effort, then the Buddha's enlightened activities, they will definitely be able to reach us, because they reach all beings without exception when that cause is cultivated. And in fact, all types of beings means even all types of beings of different beliefs, not necessarily only Buddhists, of course. So perhaps a question comes up, then if the Buddha's enlightened activities are pervasive, in other words, they are reaching all beings without bias, without exception, why does it seem that some people who engage in the practice, some people, for them it turns out well, and for others not so much? So why is that the case? So if you think about the illumination of the moon, right? The moon's reflection, it will shine on sort of any body of water. But if you were to take some different pots of water, and in some of those pots of water, the water is clean, then definitely the moon will shine there. But if the water is muddy, turbid, or if there is some kind of contamination within the water which makes it not clear, then the moon's reflection will not be able to show on it so well. So from our side, this means that if we, with a mind of kindness, we engage in activities of body, speech, and mind which are wholesome, then we can receive that pervasive enlightened activity. However, if we engage in what is unwholesome, if we are continuously engaged in negative deeds and we expect blessings, we will not receive that, right? It is just like that turbid or muddy water in the pot. But Geshe-la wants to make it clear that we are not saying that you have to be a Buddhist. Anybody who engages in wholesome activities of body, speech, and mind, whether Buddhist or not, due to those wholesome actions, they will be able to receive those blessings. And this way, there's no bias. Yeah, so we can understand that it's, you know, for holy beings like Kara, it's the same. Like, any being who creates the causes, she will help them, right? There's that essential sameness. So the next one is speaking about, and this is again answering the question of how is it possible that all beings possess this Buddha essence which allows them to reach enlightenment. Gonda Dejin Yeme Chindang?
Yawa Meba. Dejin Yawa Meba Yawa Yiza. Yes.
Because all sentient beings possess that suchness, right? That suchness is without differentiation. That means all beings possess that suchness. And so suchness here, you might be wondering, suchness here is speaking of the essential emptiness of the mind, right? The emptiness of the mind. But if it's a little bit difficult, maybe for some people who are unfamiliar to think about the suchness or the emptiness of the mind, perhaps in the beginning it's enough just to think that I call the I or the self, This is endowed with Buddha nature, and similarly, that I see as my mind, this is also endowed with the Buddha nature. And so then the third reason is because of these previous two reasons, right? The enlightened qualities or activity reaching everyone and suchness being without differentiation. Because of possessing that Buddha lineage, all sentient beings have the Buddha essence, right? And because they possess that Buddha essence, they possess, all sentient beings possess something which can allow them to reach Buddhahood or enlightenment. So if we read this in a relaxed way when we are at home and we think about it again and again, this is something that should give us a positive view of ourselves, give us some self-confidence, right? Because we understand that we possess that potential for Buddhahood. And similarly, we understand that also, just like us, all other sentient beings, they possess this essence or their potential, or this very same potential, right? The Buddha nature. And so if we understand this, we will not see any sentient being as our enemies. We will see them all as being close to us because they possess this Buddha nature. And so if based on this understanding of that all sentient beings possess that incredible potential, then self and others possess this incredible potential, then when you meditate on love and when you meditate on compassion, you will see yourself as being close to all these beings. So this is the way to proceed.
Yeah, teacher.
All right, thank you. We shall end here.